I'm here today with Doreen Williams, the Executive Director of Circle of Wisdom, and Lori Johnstone, the Elder Support Worker for Circle of Wisdom. How are you ladies doing today?
Good.
Good, Trent. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for coming to talk with me today. I had the opportunity to stop in at the Circle of Wisdom during Stampede, during your Stampede barbecue, and I saw the community coming together, and it started to get me interested in some of the programming that you guys offer. Do you want to give our listeners a little bit of background about the Circle of Wisdom, Doreen?
Sure. So in 2003, I started the Elders Dinner. And so I've been working with this group of elders since 2003. And so they followed me wherever I went. So I made it part of my contract that these elders will be with me, right? And so every year we've had an Elders Dinner to honor them and their wisdom. I always felt it was important that we honor them because of what they went through. I used to work at the Canadian Red Cross, and we started the program there full time. And then after that, with the support of the Canadian Red Cross, we opened during COVID because the elders said to me, we want our own place. We're tired of being housed all over, and we feel that we're unwanted. And I'm like, okay, so I'm going to try and do it. And with the support of Canadian Red Cross, we opened during COVID, and that was in 2020. So we've been at our current location for 3 years.
At your current location, it serves as a type of drop-in center as well as a support center for Indigenous seniors in Calgary. Am I correct? So what are some of the programs that are offered to Indigenous seniors in the community?
We have cultural language program. We have traditional ceremony. We work with our elders in the community to provide ceremonies for our seniors and elders that attend the center. We also have a birthday cake day, which is today. So we celebrate everybody's birthday for the month. We have a dinner. One of the workers that we work with, Lois, bakes a cake from scratch, which is amazing. She's an amazing cook. We also have a vision clinic. So we work with NIHB, and they come in and they bring in all their equipment, everything they need. They bring in the glasses that you can try on as well. And then we have a dental clinic, so NIHB again. They come in and they support our elders and the grandchildren of our elders that live with our elders with a dental cleaning or any other supports that are needed.
Well, I was going to say like that there in itself is something for people with status that can be a challenge, just finding, you know, a dentist that will deal with NIHB. I think that's an important thing for elders to get access to.
How we base our programming is we get our direction from our elders and seniors, right? And our philosophy is based on the medicine wheel. How do we address? So the physical stuff, the medical stuff, right? Because historically, the kids were taken from the hospital, so they have a fear of institutions. They can't access services without a doctor. So we try to provide the opportunity and bring everything on site. We also have a food pantry. We have elders on site, resident elders, Blackfoot and Cree, right? Because it's the dominant in this area. We have drop-in programs like beading. You'll learn how to bead. You'll learn to do your shaw, but in a comfortable way because a lot of people are reconnecting with their culture, right? We have elders that are gentle and caring and teaching with the knowledge for the ones that don't know. And so we try to make it like a blanket, you know, you just wrap around the services and stuff. And so whatever they need, we'll try to support them, right? And if it's like housing or they need to go to the hospital or they need to go to a doctor's appointment, if they need to fill out their formal documentation, we work with them. So anything that they need, we try to provide. So our center, you can just come in. Coffee's always on. There's a food pantry. If you just need something tied you over, then we'll provide that. Some of our seniors want Bannock, and we're like, okay, so we'll go drop it off.
Yeah.
Anything that they need, we'll try and support them. We do have medicines on site, ceremonies. They're done by the elders that attend,
and
it's open, and everything's free. We don't charge them because that's always a barrier. You know, we're their voice. Because when you go to the doctor, do you understand what they're saying? No. And so we have to tell them because we've had some incidents where they were taken advantage of.
It sounds like you have a whole wraparound environment for services But I think most importantly, what I'm hearing is you're providing these elders with a sense of community, because a lot of them live away from home, live away from family. So loneliness can be a real issue for our seniors. I think that it's important that you guys provide that center for them to feel like they belong to a community.
Because there are Cookums and Mushums. Those are our teachers, right? Those are our knowledge keepers. And so we want to honor them and ensure that they get the supports and the care that they need, right? Because we're not workers, but in traditional sense, we're the helpers.
Yes.
And we're learning those lessons. And so, like I said, we get our direction from them.
And I think that's important to note. Helpers are an important part of our culture. And I didn't look at it like that before. I never thought about it, right? But that's kind of how our community comes together and stays together, is with these helpers that help us all coexist. So, Lori, as the elders support worker, what's your day typically look like?
My day would be coming in. Sometimes I get in at 8:15. I'll make some coffee, make some fresh tea, set out some snacks, because we do have people that'll come in earlier or later. It doesn't matter. And then we just plan the day from there. Who's coming in for an appointment? What supports are needed? Should we check our pantry to see if we need anything? Make sure we have an intake package just in case we have a new senior or an elder come in. And so we just make sure that everyone's welcome when they come in the center and we have the supports that are needed.
Now, you're a senior center, but I mean, the word senior doesn't always mean the same thing to everybody. So what is the age range that you're, the people that are coming through the center?
55 and up. Because you can be a young Cookum, right?
Yeah.
And so we do it in a traditional sense, right? There's a difference between elder and a senior, right? So our elders, we have our traditional elders, ceremonial elders, and then we have our seniors who are turning 65 or 55 and up, right? Who don't have those rights. That's why we define elder and senior, because in our culture, there's roles and responsibilities, and so you have to go through that cycle and stuff. And we start our days off with a smudge, and we have a team meeting. We talk about this is what we're going to need. We invite our ancestors to join us to start our day. And then at the end of the day, we smudge, because we hear all the stories. We hear the truth, because this specific demographic are the ones that experience the atrocities and the intergenerational trauma. So it's hard to hear, and it takes special kind of people to hear those stories.
Yes.
And we have a great team, because they have heart of gold, and we smudge it at the end of the day and talk about our day, and we leave it there and we start all again.
Well, that sounds like you guys do incredible work here in the community, and there are definitely Indigenous seniors from all across the country here. So it's great that you're able to provide them some programming, some with connections to their communities, some just with connection to the overall community in general. So thanks for spending time with us today.
Well, thank you.
And keep doing the good work you're doing.
We love doing what we're doing. Our elders are our teachers, and they just feed us.